Now we move on to our second batch of news items, which feature some of those charity efforts always being made by members of our community. Singing, jigsaw collections, skydives and bluebell walk. There seems no end to the variety. Let's start with workers at the Royal Mail who have funded the training of a guide dog. Staff at Royal Mail's Norwich plant have been raising money for Guide Dogs UK and have sponsored a puppy, which they've appropriately named Stamp. To date, the company has made more than £10,000, which has been achieved through donations made by people who make use of their car park for match days at Norwich City Football Club. Stamp made her final visit to the Norwich Royal Mail plant as she will be moving to Reading to complete the next part of her training and then be paired with someone who needs her. The Norwich Royal Mail plant has always tried to help charity, but they used to have a list where there were different charities, but 2 years ago they made the decision to solely help Guide Dogs UK. Plans are already in place for another puppy, who will be named Rhonda, in memory of an employee's wife who lost her life during the pandemic.
Barbershop singers Fine City Chorus and their quartet Mustard have raised over £1,000 for the Anne Robson Trust, a charity supporting those in hospital with end-of-life care. Fine City Chorus chairman Bob Ledwidge presented a cheque for £1,081.50 to Caroline Stevens, the volunteer coordinator for the Norfolk and Norwich Hospital. Fine City welcome men of any age to come and sing with them. No previous experience is necessary. The group sings a cappella, four-part close harmony songs and a wide range of popular British and American music. Every year the chorus attends the British Association of Barbershop Singers Convention, which is held at various locations around the country and gives concerts around East Anglia.
More than £1,800 has been raised to enrich the lives of those impacted heavily by the pandemic. Gail Durbin set herself a challenge of collecting 1,000 puzzles to flog in the name of charity. She ended up gathering nearly 1,400. The sale at Chapelfield Methodist Church raised more than £1,800 for NR2 Community Skills Share, which will use the donations to continue its exercise classes for those seeing their mobility decline due to the pandemic. Charity trustee Gail said, "People aren't just benefiting from the exercise, but from the social element of the group." Although a fair collection was sold, there's still a sizeable collection left over. Nothing will go to waste, she added, with remaining puzzles to be distributed to the likes of Oxfam in Magdalen Street and the Big C. £1,800 will make ever such a lot of difference, and it's all down to the generosity of the people of Norfolk.
A grateful grandmother who died following a 15-year battle with breast cancer is to be remembered during a special charity skydive. Pat Petch, who was 79 when she passed away, was supported and cared for by the NHS staff at the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital. And now her granddaughter, Emily Petch, is preparing to take to the skies above Norfolk to raise money for the hospital's breast cancer appeal. Originally from Norwich, but now living in London, Miss Petch said she was grateful for the help her grandmother received. The Boudicca breast cancer appeal has raised more than £500,000, which has been used to purchase a stereotactic mammography system that uses low-dose X-rays to help locate breast abnormalities and remove tissue and is less invasive than surgical biopsy.
Take a walk through a carpet of bluebells at a special event running at a Norfolk estate. Ketteringham Hall between Norwich and Wyndham is opening up its private ancient oak woodland over the weekend of May 7th and 8th from 10:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. there will be a signposted walk through the Sea of Bluebells, with visitors invited to donate to the Care for Life at Home Fund in association with the Priscilla Bacon Lodge Support Group. Thanks to local volunteers and Eastern College students, the woodland has been restored so that the bluebells can be enjoyed properly for the first time in 10 years. Ketteringham Hall will be matching all donations, and the Orangery Tea Room will provide an outdoor pop-up tea and coffee station, which will also offer tray bakes and sausage rolls. Inside the tea room will be breakfast boards from 10 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. and afternoon teas from 12 p.m. to 2:30 p.m., which you need to pre-book at orangerytearoom.co.uk. Orangery Tea Room is just one word.